Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masechet Avodah Zarah Daf Vav Amud Bet, in the middle of the Amud, taking a look at the next few clauses of the Mishnah. And there are really four sets of activities that are prohibited in our Mishnah. That is Laseit Velateit, which is to buy and sell, Lashil Vilishol, which is to lend and to borrow items, Lavotam Levot Mehen, to lend and to borrow money, and Liforan, to pay them back and to collect from them a debt. Now let's see what the Gemara does with this. Bishlam Allah Shilan, I understand why we can't lend the money. Kamarachlu, then they have money to spend at their pagan festival. What's wrong with borrowing from them? You're diminishing the stuff they have. So Amar Abaye, and this will be consistent through all of these. We simply decree against borrowing from them as a protection against lending to them. Rav Amar Kula Mishum Da'azalamodahu, he says, no, all of the reasons are the same, which is we're concerned that he's going to go and give thanks to the god at that festival. And in the case where he lent you something, he's going to feel real good in that you owe him a favor, he's going to get interest back, whatever it may be. So, Lavotam Lamon Man Mishum, Lavotam Mishum Da Kamar Bachlu, Avalon Mehan, my same problem, Amar Abaye, Zeral Vot Mehan Atu Lavotam, same answer from Abaye. Rav Amar, Gula Mishum Dazel Modahu. Same answer from Rava. Leforan v'leforan mehan. So Bishlamal Leforan, we understand why paying them back. Shum Nekamar V'chlu, they're getting more. El Leforan mehan me'ute me'mayit lehu, collecting from them, eats away at their value. Rabbaya, Gzera, Leforan mehan atu Leforan. Rav Amar, Gula Mishum Dazel Modahu. Same thing three times. Now, Utsrichi. Question is, why do we need all three of these? The answer is really all four. If we learned about commerce, he's gaining from commerce, from selling, and he's going to go and give thanks. Oh man, but if you borrow from them, he's diminished what he has available. So I might think that that's okay. If I only learned laseit and lishol, he's going to feel good that he lent his ox, he lent his shovel, and he's going to give thanks that he was felt to be important. Well, levot man, but to borrow money from him, he's just going to have anxiety. I'm not going to get my money back. I'll have to go to court. It'll be difficult. Vitana levot man, but if we only had levot man, meaning all those three, mishum de ka'am or bal korchem even beparan, I could still go to court and get money out of him. So he'll go and give thanks for the fact that he's going to have a debt with interest that he'll collect, even if it's difficult. But to collect from them, to Tulo Hadri Zuzi, he's never going to get those money back. He's just upset. He's not going to give thanks to his God for something that upset him. The answer is, so therefore, Tzricha, we need all of them. And we're going to see why, because Rabbi Yehuda, of course, in the Mishnah at the end said that Nifrain men, you're allowed to collect from them. Because Rabbi Yehuda says, he's upset when you collect from him. Chachamim's response was, he's upset now, but later on he'll be happy that he's done with the chov and he'll give thanks. Doesn't Rabbi Yehuda accept this principle that when you do something that on the spot is upsetting, but down the line brings you enjoyment, that's called an enjoyable thing? Vatanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yisha lo tasud b'moed nation yivululav. A woman shouldn't put on a depilatory cream or something like that on Chol HaMoed because it's disgusting right now. But Rabbi Yehuda agrees, the kind that she could pull off sometime during Chol HaMoed, she can also put it on during Chol HaMoed. Why? Even though right now it's hurtful or it's upsetting or it's ugly, she'll be happy later on during the regal when she takes it off. So you see that we allow activities, or we consider activities, that currently bring pain, if down the pipe they're going to bring joy, to be joyous. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak is say, Hanachli Hilchot Moed, leave Chol HaMoed alone. Techulu Meitzar Achshav Simcha L'Achar Zman. Every heter of doing work on Chol HaMoed, including cooking or watering your plants if they're going to die otherwise, are always the same principle. It's something that right now is not something you'd want to do, but L'Achar Zman it would be enjoyable, or you'll get pleasure. Ravina Amar, he has the following take. Oved kochavim le'inyan pir only ola meitzar. He says that he's always upset when it comes to collection. He says that Rabbi Yehuda's disagreement with the Rabbanon is essential. And it's that he feels that whenever you collect from them, they're going to be upset. They're not happy later on. Okay, matnita nula k'Rabbi Shimon Korcha. Our Mishnah does not accord with Rabbi Shimon Korcha, who will be the star of the next little piece. The tanya Rabbi Shimon Korcha omer milva v'shtar in ifran mehen. You cannot collect a milva v'shtar during this period. Aval milva al pen ifran mehen. But if it's an oral debt, you can collect from them. Neshu kamatzel mi'adam, because who says you're going to get a chance to get it back? If you catch him just before his holiday and he admits to the debt and agrees to pay you back, collect it, because you won't get it otherwise. Yativ Rav Yosef achorei de Rav Abba. Rav Yosef was sitting in back of Rabbi Abba in the yeshiva. V'yativ de Rabbi Abba coming to Rav Huna. So the order is Rav Huna, who was the Rosh Yeshiva. This is Bei Rav. Then Rabbi Abba, and then back was Rav Yosef, who was a young man at this point. V'yativ akama Rav Huna said, Hilchata Rav Shimon Korcha v'hilchata Rabbi Yehuda. All right, in what case? Hechata Rabbi Yeshua Hadamrani, ruled like Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, in our case, then a milva peh, you can collect even during those prohibited days. Kir Rabbi Yehuda, what was that about? Tanya, Hanotain Simmer Latzabali, Spoldo Adom Tzvo Shachor. This is a case we had in Bava Kam in the ninth parak. If you give wool to a dyer to dye one color and it dyes it the other color, red or black, Shachor Tzvo Adom, then what's Rabbi Meir's position? He says the uman koneh, this gzela, as it were, and then he has to pay for the original value of wool, and he keeps this badly dyed wool, or wrongly dyed wool. If the profit, meaning what the wool is now worth, dyed the wrong color, is greater than hayitziyah, than the expense involved, you have to pay him for his expense, and you get this wool. But if the expense is greater, meaning you always give him the lesser amount. Now, Adrina of Yosef Lape, Rav Yosef then turned around and said, Bishlama halacha Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. I understand his first statement. He needed to say that. I would think Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha against the Rabbanon. We pass on like Rabbanon, and a melva peh can't be collected. Therefore, Rabbi Huna had to teach that we rule like the Yachid. Ela halacha Rabbi Yehuda lamali. What do I need that statement? That halacha Rabbi Yehuda. Pshita. The machloket v'chakach stam, hilchata kastam. Because this machloket in Bava Kama in the ninth parak is followed by a Mishnah in the sixth parak above Metzia with a stam. And there's a general rule about the Mishnah that whenever you have a dispute that is followed at some later point in the Mishnah by a Mishnah that accepts one of those positions and presents it stam, then that's the halacha. Machlok above Kama, Ustam above Metzia. None in Bav Metzia in the fifth, sixth parak. Kol Meshane Yadu Al HaTachtona. Anybody who changes the terms of a contract, he has the lower hand. Kol HaChozer Bo Yadu Al HaTachtona. Anybody who reneges on his position, Yadu Al HaTachtona, which means that the Uman Yadu Al HaTachtona, because he didn't do what he's supposed to do, therefore he collects a smaller amount. So there was no need for Rav Huna to say this. So Rav Huna, what's his answer? Mishum de'ein seder l'mishnah. There is no order to the Mishnah. And therefore, he could remember, stam tana bereisha v'chakach machloket. Maybe the stam was first then the machloket, in which case I don't have any proof. So yachi kol machloket v'chakach stam lema ein seder l'mishnah. So why don't you just throw out the rule of machloket v'chakach stam, saying, I don't know what order they're in. The answer is, of course I have that rule. Rav Huna, ki lo amrin ein seder. When do I not accept the idea that there is no seder b'chara masechta, meaning within one masechet, the order is definitive, and if within one masechet, you have machloket, followed by a stam, then Rebbe put it in that order in order to teach us that that's the halacha. But betray masechti, and two different masechtot, tamrinan. Then we say that I don't know which one was taught first. Rav Yosef's answer is, kula nezikin chara masechta hi. All the nezikin, b'vakam, b'mitzim, b'batra, are all one masechet. And therefore, it really is in order. V'bayit ema, that Rav Yosef has another reason to challenge Rav Huna, even if you say in Seder LeMishnah, and even if you say Babakam Babatzir, not the same Masachet, Shvatani Lagabi Hichot HaPsikta. The Mishnah in Bab Metzia is Hichot HaPsikta, which we have in several places, a series of authoritative statements without specifics, but they're general rules, and without any dispute. Therefore, it's obvious that Allah is Rabbi Yehuda, and there's no need for Rav Huna to say it, and therefore the question remains. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Lo Yomai, now we're continuing, as I mentioned, Rabbi Shimon Korcha will be the star of this next piece. We have several other cases where Rabbi Shimon Korcha disagrees with the Rabbanan, and we rule like him. On Shabbat, you shouldn't say to somebody, hey, you want to come over tonight? Which means, I want you to come over and do some work, but you're saying it sort of in that way. You could say that, as long as you don't stipulate to him, come over and do this work for this amount of money. It's all an issue of daber davar. There we go. Let's say you ask a she'ela, and a chacham says that's tamei. You can't start shopping for another answer and go to another chacham that you should say tahor. Same thing with Esir Itzav Heter. Now, Hayush Naim, let's say two chachamim were presented with the same problem, echad metame v'chad metaher, and they disagree. Chadosev echad matir, if one of them was great, was recognized to have greater stature than the other one, Chachm of Minyan is a borrowed phrase because it's only one person. Chachm of Minyan is borrowed from the issue of the size of a Beit Din and the Mishnayot at the beginning of Eduyot. So Alecha Charav, you follow the greater one. V'imla, but if neither one is recognizably greater than the other, Alecha Char Machmir, always follow the stringent opinion. Shemun Korach Omer, Vashel Torah Alecha Char Machmir, if it's a Doraita law, follow the Machmir. Vashel Sofrim Alecha Char Mekel, but if it's a Dorabonim, then you follow the Mekel. And Amr of Yosef, Hilchatako B'Shul Ben Korcha. We follow B'Shul Ben Korcha. Good. Third case. Tan Rabbanu, Chulan Shechazru Bahen. These are Ganavim. If a Gazlan does tshuva, Ein Mekablin Otan Olamit. We still don't accept him as an aid. Once you're a Gazlan, you're always a Gazlan. Divrei Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Chazru Bahen B'Matmoniot, Ein Mekablin Otan. In this time, Matmoniot, which means discreetly, means if they did their tshuva discreetly, we don't accept them. But Farhesi, if they accept their tshuva publicly, if they declare publicly and really shame themselves, then mekablinotan. Then we see they're really contrite, we accept them. Now this issue of matmoniot and parhesia actually plays the opposite way. Ikedamri asu divremem matmoniot, meaning if they stole discreetly, mekablinotan, then we realize that there really are people who are afraid of doing the wrong thing. And therefore we accept it when they do tshuva b'farhesya, but if they don't care about anybody and they stole b'farhesya, and mekablinotan, we don't accept them back. Rabbi Shimon Korach Omrim, Ben Kach Uben Kach Mekablin. In any case, we accept them back. Shenemar, Shuvu Banim Shovavim. Return, O wayward sons, meaning even while you're wayward, you're still called sons, and God accepts us back. So the Beit Din should do no less. V'yitzchak Yishkvar Akko, Amr B'yochanan, Hilchata Kyoto Azug. Halacha follows that pair with Rabbi Shimon and okay, next Mishnah is a Mishnah we've already seen. The 3 days before and the 3 days after the holiday are Asur. Of course, Rabbanan in the first Mishnah said only the 3 days before. But notice they don't put any days. They say beforehand is Asur, afterwards Mutar. So parenthetically, and again, in many of the Gemaras, this is censored. So it doesn't make any sense. Notzrim l'divrei Rabbi Shmuel le'olam asur. According to Rabbi Shmuel, you can never do business with Christians because it's always 3 days before, or 3 days after Sunday, or Sunday itself. Now, Chacham Omrim, l'fnei adein asur, l'achar adein mutar. Now, Chacham ha'inu tana kama. The Chacham's position here is the same as the first Mishnah. So how do they disagree? The answer, we have several possibilities. First of all, hain b'lo adein ikibenai. It could be whether the 3 days count, remember this discussion two podcasts ago, whether the 3 days count, including the festival or besides the festival. Tana Kama Savar, in the first Mishnah, he says, Hein Beloi Dan, it's 3 days besides. Rabbanan Batroi Savri, the Rabbanan of this Mishnah, saying Hein Ve Dan, because they said, Lifnei Dan Asur, they didn't give an amount. Ibai Tema, the other possibility is, Nasavana Tan Ikiminayu. The consequences for doing business, that's where they disagree. Tanakama savra nasavana tan mutar. Then in the Tanakama says mutar. V'abonon batrai savra natan nasavana tan asur. Here, because they use the words lifnei adan asur, maybe it means that they say also the proceeds are asur. V'ibayitem, we have a third possibility. Shmuel ikibinayu. Shmuel's position about pagans in Bavel. Shmuel b'golayin asur ele yom edam. It's only the day itself. Tanakama yilei to Shmuel. Because Tanakama says 3 days before, it's Asur. And so therefore, perhaps he would agree with Shmuel that in a place where, for whatever reason, preparations aren't done that way, there's no Isur. Rabbanan Batrai, late Shmuel, Rabbanan Batrai just said, Lifnei Adan is Asur, always. Ibaitema, there's a fourth possibility. Nachum Hamadi Ikemenai. They disagree about Nachum Hamadi's ruling. The Tanya Nachum Hamadi Omer, Enu Asur Eliyom Achal Lifnei Dayan. The only Isur is one day before, not three. He disagrees with the first Mishnah. The Tanakama certainly can't agree with him because he explicitly says three. Tanakama Leitle De Nachum Hamadi. For Rabbanan Batroi, but our Mishnah eat Lo De Nachum Hamadi because they just said Lifnei. Maybe they meant one day. Okay, let's look at Nachum Hamadi. Gufa, Nachum Hamadi Omer, Enu Asur Eliyom Achal Lifnei Dayan. Amrulo, what was the response? Nishtakea Davar Velo Neemar. Meaning, this position has been forgotten. Don't say it anymore. It's a lost position. Meaning, you're out. Why do they say that? We have our Mishnah, which supports the same idea, perhaps, that there's only one day of Isur. The answer is, No, the answer is that our Mishnah may be authored by Nachum Madi. So there really is only one person saying that. Okay, we have several other examples of the same thing. Tanya Idach. Nachum Adi Omer, Mochrin Lahen, we're allowed to sell non-Jews, Sus Zachar V'Zakein B'Melchama. You could sell them a male horse, a stallion, an old horse, B'Melchama. Hamrul Shakeh Adavar V'Lo Ne'mar. That position has already been lost, and we can't rule like it. I, Va'ika Ben Betera De Kaikalate, but Rabbi Yehuda Ben Betera agrees with him. The Tanan Ben Betera Amatir Basus, he allows you to sell horses. The answer is Ben Batera lo maflig bein zachar v'nekevot. Because he didn't distinguish between mares and stallions, between male and female horses, iu b'nika maflig bein zachar v'nekevot, since Rabbi Nachum Hamadi did make that distinction, k'rabbanan sfirolei, he holds that the distinction is significant, like the Rabbanan. Well, the Rabbanan shtakei adavar v'lo nemar. In that position, he was the only one who allowed it during war. Now, Tanya, Nachum Hamadi Omer, we have a third case. Hashevet, it's a kind of redolent spice that's grown and make a nice smell from the tree, from a bush. Mitaser zera v'yerek v'zirin. We have to take masrot from the seeds and from the leaves itself and from the green part. We don't hold that position. I v'ikor b'lazer k'ayikavatei. Or b'lazer holds that position, not nor b'lazer or b'liezer omer. Hashevet mitaseret zera v'yerek v'zirin. That's exactly what he says. The answer is hatam v'daganuta. That is a different kind of shevet that's more like a grain. Okay. Rav Acha bar Manyumi l'abaye. So Rav Acha bar Manyumi turned Abaye and said, Gav Rabba atam mi'atrin. There's a great man who comes from our location. Think about it. Nachum Hamadi is from Media. He's from Bavel. He came there to Israel, and they're just not accepting anything he has to say. Everything that he said, they said, we don't hold that position. That's gone. You're out of here. So it's not nice. And a little bit of a Babylonian patriotism here. Amar Ika Chada Devdin and Kavate. There is one thing that he said, and we do like it. We do follow that. And it was accepted in Eretz Yisrael, the Tanya. Nachum Amadi Omer, Shoel Adam Tzorcha V'Shomei Tefillah. In the Brachav Shomei Tefillah, you're allowed to add in your own personal requests. So, Amar Bamina Daihi. Rav Acha bar Yaakov said to Abaye, okay, that one's not impressing me. Vitalia Ba'ashta Ravi, he was really relying on great earlier rabbis, literally hanging from a big tree or big fruit. Vitanya Rabbi Eliezer Omer, the Rabbi Eliezer Orkuna said, Shu'el Adam Tzorchav V'Chakach Yipalel. First you ask God, and then you pray. Shemar Tfilala Ani Chiyatof Lifnei Adonai Yishpos Sicho. Meaning, ain't sicha la tefillah. Sicha is tefillah. Shneamar, the famous pasuk about Yitzchak. Say Yitzchak lasuach basadeh. Pshat is all over the place as to what lasuach may mean, but midrashically, in one of the versions, it means to pray, and that's the basis of mincha and the sugya to be in the fourth perek of brachot. But it's tefillah, and then, so first he requests, and then he says tefillah. Rabbi Shua Omer Yipalel v'chakach Shua Yitzal Shal Tzuchav. Yipalel here means to praise God. First you praise God, then you request Shinemar Eshpoch Lefanav Sichi Tzarati Lefanav Agid. So first you do the Sicha, the Tefillah, and then you ask for what you need. What does Rav Elazar do with that Pasuk? Hachi Kamar Eshpoch Lefanav Sichi Bizman Shetzarati Lefanav Agid. Meaning, after I, it's cause and effect, meaning that I will do A, but I'll do it after I do B. That pasuk from Tehillim Kupet. When is it a proper poor man's prayer? When he pours out his heart really before God. Okay, Mechti cry lokamar daiki lokamar daiki. We're still not to we have still haven't gotten to Nachum Amadi's position. Since the psukim really cannot support either position exactly, Maikamipalgi, what is their machloket about? Kedarish Rabbi Simlai, Kedarish Rabbi Simlai, the Masadar Adam Shivchosh Makom Chakachipalel. Rabbi Simlai said a person should first praise God and then pray, then request. Menalan Mimosh Rabbeinu Dichtiv Atchanan Al Adonai V'Omar Adonai Elohim Hatachilot Otatavdecha. You have shown me all of these great things, and now let me go see the land. So then Moshe Rabbeinu first praised God, and then he made his request. B'shua Savai Alfin and Moshe, and B'shua holds that we have to learn, infer it from Moshe, and apply that to our own tefillah, and therefore you cannot make requests before you've said tefillah. Rabbi Lazar Savar Lo Alfin and Moshe. He said, no, we don't infer from Moshe. Shani Moshe to Rav Guvre. He is a great man, and did all sorts of great things, and it's appropriate for this great man to praise that way. Chachomim Romim, after all of this, lo kidi rezeh, v'lo kidi rezeh, ela shoel adam tzorcha v'shomea tefillah. The answer is, you don't first ask and then daven, you also don't do full davening and then ask. In the middle, in shomea tefillah, you can make requests. V'am Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, halacha, shoel adam tzorcha v'shomea tefillah. That's the halacha. Okay, so therefore, the halacha kidivrei chachamim, tu girsaot, but either way, when Nachum Amadi said it, he wasn't saying his own thing. So Rachab Yaakov is not impressed by that. He still says everything that he throws up that of his own position, they throw out. Now, an addendum to the halacha, Rav said, even though they said that you could make requests in Shomea Tefillah, if at the end of each bracha, you want to say something which is a me'ain, sort of the same theme as that bracha, you could do it. Meaning it's not just Shomea Tefillah. In other brachot, and that parallels the statement of Rechi Barashim Rav, another statement of Rav, Bisha Amru Shu'adam Tzorcham Shomea Tefillah, Himesh Tochola Betoch Beto. Let's say somebody is sick in your house. Omer Bevrachat Cholim. In Bevrachat Cholim, you say Shlach Refuah Le, and you say his name. In Tzarich Leparnasa, let's say you need help with your living, with the Parnasa. In Berchat Shanim, you make a special request for that, which is parallel, the same idea, which means Shomea Tefillah is not the only bracha that you can add personal, contemporary requests. I'm Rav Shimon Levi. One last point. If you want to say something after Tefillah, you could even say as long as the Vidui and all of the things that we say in Yom Kippur, meaning it sounds like Rav Shimon Levi is saying that if you're going to add in the brachot in the middle of Shemona Esrei, it should be brief and very much to the point. But afterwards, you could say everything that you want in tefillah. Okay, we'll pause at this point and pick it up with the calendar of the pagan festivals, the Roman pagan festivals. Eloi Dan Shalom De Kochavim. But in the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.